This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. Wanted Dead Review. Ninja Gaiden Black is my favorite action game of all time. So if you describe something as a hybrid slasher/shooter from the makers of Ninja Gaiden, like Wanted Dead does on the back of its box, you've got my both attention and hopes up right out of the gate. But as quick as they rose, they fell even faster, because Wanted Dead is a bad game, even removed from any comparison to Ninja Gaiden. Its story is nonsense, the voice acting is some of the worst I've heard in a modern game, its difficulty is all over the place, it frequently crashes, and even though its combat is the best part, it still feels sluggish and poorly balanced between your ranged and melee options. If you look super closely, you can see tiny bits of some of the ideas that went into the Ninja Gaiden games, from quick and satisfying executions to dismemberment that affects the behavior of enemy AI, but those small sparks aren't enough to save what is otherwise a soulless throwback to the many mediocre action games of the mid to late 2000s. Wanted Dead's story takes place in Hong Kong and follows the Zombie Squad, a Suicide Squad-esque police task force made up of former military that wound up in prison with a life sentence for one reason or another and joined the squad as a form of rehabilitation. Despite the fact that there is a weird abundance of scenes in between missions where Zombie Squad is together just hanging out, usually eating food, there is zero chemistry between these characters. I can't even tell you much about them outside of the fact that Herzog is a creep, Doc is super awkward, Cortez only communicates with sign language, and the player character, Lieutenant Stone, has confusing anime flashbacks with no context. Finding personnel files illuminates a little more about each character, like the fact that Herzog is an extreme lover of women with The Beast as his nickname, and Doc got expelled from med school for liking drugs and wild parties, though most of the rest of these files are copied and pasted between each character. It all has the vibe of a Suda51 game like No More Heroes, Lollipop Chainsaw, or Killer is Dead, but without any of the style or charm that goes into them. It doesn't lean into its silliness hard enough, and as a result, the tone feels confused. It's a gritty slasher shooter that will throw you into an off-the-wall karaoke performance of 99 Luftballoons out of nowhere, or pit you against your squad mate in an eating competition after learning about the history of ramen and its Chinese roots. It's bizarre, but the kind that makes me tilt my head rather than laugh at the absurdity. The voice acting is also poor without ever having the charm to at least be considered endearingly campy. I had a hard time following what characters were actually talking about because it felt like the actors never really had a grasp of what they were talking about themselves. I can forgive an action game of a lot if the action itself makes up for those shortcomings. And while Wanted Dead's combat is the best part about it, it's far too one-note to save the rest of this sinking ship. Its fundamentals are at least pretty sound. The animations look great, there's some satisfaction to the gory swordplay, and for the first hour or so, it feels good to parry enemy attacks, liberate some limbs, and see some stylish executions. The issue is that it never really evolves beyond that base over the roughly 8-hour campaign. I could buy new skills from a very limited skill tree, but none of them ever felt like they affected my approach to combat. Most either felt like skills of convenience that I should have had from the start, like a dashing attack or the ability to use an execution on a downed or limbless enemy, Or they were necessary power ramps that felt virtually required just to be able to survive the later encounters, like more stim packs or flat increases of damage and defense. Nothing ever made me better at defeating specific enemy types or gave me a new way to deal with any particular threat, let alone a reason to use anything other than the same combo that I'd been using since the start. There are no air combos, practically no learnable special attacks outside of a nearly useless charge attack and the aforementioned dashing attack, and no new melee weapons beyond the starting katana. Put simply, Wanted Dead's combat is pasta with no sauce. As a result, the combat grew stale after the second level, and became a chore for the remaining three. It doesn't help that the enemy AI and variety in Wanted Dead is terrible. They can basically be boiled down into five archetypes. Weak ranged grunts, weak melee grunts, shield dudes, ninjas, and big boy brutes. While there are some slight variations within those archetypes, they all pretty much behave the same. Once I learned the parry timings, combat essentially just became a game of taking turns. I'd attack until the enemy parried, wait to parry their attacks, and then either die or attack until they parry again. Lather, rinse, repeat. For those looking for a challenge, at the very least, Wanted Dead does provide that, but it does so in all the wrong ways. For starters, the checkpointing is atrocious. I frequently found myself playing for 10 to 15 minutes without hitting a checkpoint in a single level. And worse still, some of these stretches were capped off with what are essentially mini-boss fights. That meant I wouldn't even get a shot at trying again without retracing my steps through the same 10 to 15 minutes of enemy encounters if I died. This is especially bad in a game that's so reliant on learning enemy rhythms and attack patterns. The most damning thing, however, is that Lieutenant Stone feels super weak to play as throughout the entire campaign, despite the fact that she is supposed to be some badass super cop. She can use guns, but most enemies are bullet sponges that take forever to kill. She can throw grenades, but you can't cook them, so your foes will almost always dive out of the way. She can't block bullets. She dies in just a few hits, and she needs to purchase upgrades to do basic things like blocking more than one strike at a time or attacking after a perfectly timed parry. There are isolated moments where Wanted Dead does briefly come to life. The third level begins with a cool encounter where it tries to overwhelm you with a bunch of weak enemies that die in just one or two hits, which acts as a great showcase for the exciting super move Lieutenant Stone can use to chain executions together. Much like Ryo Hayabusa could do in Ninja Gaiden 3. And while it's super janky to look at, there's another fun moment where you're given a chainsaw in a hedge maze, chopping up enemies as you round the corners. Wanted Dead desperately needed more moments like these to break up the monotony, but sadly they are few and far between. It also doesn't help that even good moments could be soured by a tendency to crash repeatedly while I played on PlayStation 5. The verdict. As someone who considers himself an action game buff, Wanted Dead let me down on just about every front. Its combat may be fun for a few hours, but eventually I realized that it was just a pool of shallow water to splash around in. The fights never evolved in any interesting or meaningful way, the minimal enemy variety never challenged me to change up my tactics, and worst of all, I always felt weak, even when I fully maxed out the skill tree. Add on bland visuals, a distinct lack of personality and charm, and frequent crashes, and it all amounts to one of the first big disappointments of 2023.
Spoken Layer.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.